The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Hour 2 of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thank you for making us the number one show over on Genesis Communication Networks over the weekend, and one of the top three shows during the weekdays. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. We cannot do that without you. You are listening, and we appreciate it. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I have to make one more point here concerning what I was talking about during hour one so I can get over to the topic, part five of what we've been talking about over the last 5 weeks. This would be the fifth week now. I was just sharing with you about the governor in Georgia who said he was raised Baptist his whole life, who was making way for the homosexuals to continuously attack anybody at will that disagrees with their abominable lifestyle. He fails to understand that the laws in all 50 states actually condemn the crime of sodomy. So, again, America, just making you aware of what the law says, not what his opinion is, okay? And therefore, for the smallest infraction, he needs to be now impeached. That's not a reach, friends. That's a fact. Read Article 2, Section 4. And then I had brought forth what's going on in the colleges. The colleges are now suppressing free speech, and they're bringing drag queens in to the colleges to attack anybody that speaks out against them. So they're taking this step by step. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, Mr. Dave Rosella, Rosetta, said that the sodomite rights movement and child sex abuse, he said the issue of pedophilia in America is once again making its way into the mainstream. Researchers are now claiming that it is normal for men to feel a sexual attraction to young children. As the homosexual rights movement continues, they don't have rights, friends, movement continues to gain ground, we hear more and more about the normalization of pedophilia in our culture. I want everybody to understand this once again, okay? The people I know, if you touch their children in any sense of the word, you don't have to call the law in because they'll execute the law before a police officer is actually to get to the scene. You again need to understand what I've always been saying. It's not about them having their way. It's about them being used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. I've been telling you this for years, America. Now it's beginning to surface as what it's about, as to what it's really about, just the way that I always said it was. It's about the kids. It's about pedophilia. Over in Canada, when they normalized, jumped over God in their preamble, their country's preamble, and said, we need to have gay marriage. Well, they did it anyways, and they spit against heaven, and they're surely falling on their own back because now they're understanding what it's really about. Their prime minister, by the way, is a practicing Muslim. I mean, you want to talk about a stooge? Take a look at his picture, folks. I mean, what a stooge. And the reason I just said that is because I told you the reason they're using the homosexuals, it is for the use of a political battering ram to give way to the Muslims. That was the first thing they did in Canada. The first thing they did was attack the church. That's what they're doing here in America today. Second thing they did was attack homeschoolers. That's what's coming in America today, unless you stand up. Okay? And the third thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16-year-old young boys to 14 years old. What's this all about? I just got done telling you. Folks, do you realize the very crimes that are being committed, that are being sanctioned by your government, are the very crimes that God drove out from before the church? I was just sharing with someone the other day, I said, the things that are happening in this country, it's never even crossed my mind. I didn't even know what many of these crimes were until I got older. Never heard of them, never thought of it, ever. You want to talk about the unthinkable? Well, that's why they do it. And I also want people to know that I'm not threatening anybody concerning those that would, you know, touch kids. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm telling you what's going to happen if I have to deal with them that are threatening our posterity. And I'll say that again, and I want you to hear me clearly. And yes, this is going into 53 countries. Yes, this is going across the United States of America. I'm not threatening anyone. I'm telling pedophiles and those that mean to zero in on young people, I'm telling you what will happen to you and the way that you will be dealt with concerning those that are threatening our posterity. You don't have to call the cops. And every pedophile in America better understand that right now, that daddy is not going to stand down. Regardless of what this criminal administration administrates or implements. And it's all unlawful. It's all illegal. Friends, they're making a prey of your children. And for all of you Bushites who think it's just Barack, it's not just Barack, it really is you, America. You do need to keep in mind, going back to many favorite political, well, idols concerning George W. Bush, he was the one that did more for the homosexuals than any other president did up until Barack Hussein Obama. You do need to understand that. As a matter of fact, I had a preacher come from Washington, D.C., and he said, you know, we used to sit there with the presidents during times where he would spend time with the church. And he said he would never address that. And he goes, I always thought it was strange that George W. Bush never addressed it. I said, no. I pulled down the form with his signature on it, actually, that was sent out to the homosexual communities, all four of them across the United States of America, thanking them for adding to the communities. Okay, so let me just end this segment one more time with the fact that I'm not threatening anybody. I just want those people that zero in on kids. Hey, you should ask the former spokesperson for Subway sandwiches how that's working out for him in prison. Didn't go down very well, did it, brother from another mother? Hey, Jared, how did that work out for you? He lost everything. You know, Scripture tells me in Exodus 22 that if anybody touches the fatherless, that the Lord would surely hear their cry, and he would send forth the sword to kill them. Scripture tells us in the New Testament it's better for them to take a rope and wrap it around their own necks and to cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Friends, you need to understand, these people have already crossed spiritual lines. I had a friend that is a detective in a county near me. He said, pedophiles, he said, they're the nicest people to your face. He said, don't ever turn your back on them. And he said, furthermore, Bradley, you can't rehabilitate them people.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Let's finish this up, and this is my favorite part of the whole message. The commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. Excuse me. And by the way, one more time, if you would like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We've been highlighting a ton of topics over the last 4 weeks. And we've talked from everything, friends, from reaping and sowing, the consequences of removing God's Ten Commandments. That's at length what we're talking about right now. No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate, Common Core, abortion, homosexuality, bullying. By the way, did I ever tell anybody, did you know that when I've done 360 public high schools, and in two of those, I'm sorry, just happened to be Christian schools. So 358 of them were public schools. I can't tell you how many colleges I did. I cannot tell you how many tea parties I've done. I can't tell you how many radio interviews I've done, friends. Thousands. Giving the same message that I'm giving to you right now. We are permeating the hearts and minds of America with the truth. And I praise God for the opportunity to do it. But did I ever tell you that I never had any problems in public schools until the homosexual agenda under George W. Bush started to perpetuate itself against anybody that disagreed with them? And now look what we're seeing. Bathrooms, they want, and folks, look at how many of these homosexuals are being busted using these bathrooms that they want transgender, they want them neutral, but what they're doing is they're preying on people in these bathrooms. Of course, that's what this is about. This is what happens when you wander away from the Word of God. But I never had any problems in public schools until the homosexuals came about. I wanted to let you know that. And don't you dare shut your mouth, America. Don't you dare be silent when you should protest, because that's what makes cowards of men. Don't you dare stand down to less than 1.7% of the population. Don't you dare. They're just using them. Just like they're using the Muslims. Just like they're using the atheists. Just like they're using anybody else. This is what Satan does. He's attempting to divide and conquer. He's attempting to upend our sovereignty. No, sir. No, sir. Matter of fact, if you haven't taken the time to read George Washington's vision, which is in the Congressional Record, you can take it for what it is, but it's pretty interesting how spot on that vision is. He said that the Republic would never be destroyed. But he said there would be three wars. He's already named two of them. He said the third will be the worst. Okay. We talked about ADHD. We talked about alcohol. We talked about drugs. Now what I want to do is I want to lay to your candor and ask you the question. We also talked about sex. Okay. You already know that, right? And, you know, folks, if I'm driving 70 miles an hour down the highway and the posted law is 55 miles an hour and the police officer pulls me over, can I blame my foot for my violation of law? When he comes over and he writes out a ticket, as he points his finger at the law and says, you have violated that law by 15 miles an hour. What do you suppose he would say to me if I said, well, it's my foot. My foot got a little heavy. Yeah, I can't help myself, sir. It's my foot's fault. What's he going to do? Is he going to laugh at you? He's going to say, no. He's going to take you outside of the car. He's going to throw you up against the back of the car. He's going to frisk you. He's going to arrest you. Because you think, and you've been taught in this country, that you can take that ticket, rip it up, and throw it at his feet and say, who are you to judge me if worse comes to worse? The first thing you do is you blame your foot, because that's how you've been taught in this system in America. And then America wonders why they're so confused. If that one doesn't work, you can rip up the ticket and say, well, this is what my pastor told me. Who are you to judge me? Well, that's what's going to anger him all the more to arrest you, folks. You know, the cop, he's going to, again, pull you out. He's going to incarcerate you, friends. He's going to be laughing the whole time, saying this guy wanted to blame his foot. He wanted to say, who are you to judge me? If it doesn't work in natural law, how do you suppose that that's going to work in spiritual law? Friends, it's not going to. This is where real love comes into play. Friends, the answer to all of the dilemmas, all the topics, the plethora of topics that we've been talking about here, is we are where we're at because we haven't taken responsibility for our own actions. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. Read Romans 6. Why is it that when a person overeats and dies of obesity, we talked about that last week, America falls for the lie and then calls that person sick? He's not sick. Why is it that when the youth drink alcohol, we overlook the law that says that it's illegal to drink alcohol before the age of 21 years old? By the way, going back to 1919 to 1933, we had something called prohibition. If you wanted to drink alcohol in this country, you had to go across the southern border. Why is it that when they do that which is illegal, why do we call that person sick instead of being a lawbreaker? Why is it when a crime is committed, we blame the weapon instead of the criminal using the weapon? Did you hear what I said? When a crime is committed, why do we blame the weapons, or why do they try to teach us to blame the weapons instead of the criminals using the weapons? When the young people use drugs or old people use drugs, we overlook the law that it says that it's illegal to use drugs. We then call that person sick instead of being a lawbreaker. Why is it that we buy what the media promotes, America, such as sex and perversion, and then wonder why we have sexual disease, rape, and abortion? And then when the crime's committed, or let me say it this way, when the girl gets impregnated, we call it an accident. When the rapist commits the crime, you call the rapist sick, and an abortion a choice instead of murder. What this whole message is, friends, to everywhere on the globe, the bottom line is that we, again, need to take responsibility for our actions. I got a weird question for you. How many of you listening to me today have ever been to the bathroom before? When I do high school assemblies, friends, the kids love this. It's a great icebreaker. And the teachers, of course, they'll kind of look down on it, but the kids are laughing. And, of course, I'm giving the message to the kids because I want them to know what I'm saying to them. And the way to do that is become, oftentimes, is to become one. And there's nothing wrong with it. That's a model of heaven. And then I'll look at the teachers and I'll look at those that didn't respond to me and say, hey, listen, if you've never been to the bathroom before, you have to be seriously constipated. And then there's an uproar in school where they're all laughing, an outbreak of laughter. You ever notice that when you go into the bathroom, the first thing that you do is you look at yourself in the mirror? And have you ever noticed that that little dimmer switch on the right, you can turn it up and turn it down? Well, you turn it all the way up, and guess what? You don't look so good. With those lights turned all the way up, your hair looks really thin. Women, your pores on your face, they look very visible. Your teeth look yellow. Matter of fact, what I better do, because I don't look good with those lights turned all the way up. Friends, I have been turning the lights up on you for 5 weeks now because I love you enough to tell you our sin is before God. The commandment is a lamp, the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. I don't look good with those laws on me, do I? I don't look good when I look at those laws because they expose my sin and my fallen nature before a just and a holy God. Right? Amen? Hallelujah. That's the purpose of preaching the law to grace. You didn't know anything was wrong until I showed you. Just like when the cop pulled you over, you didn't know you were breaking the law until he pulled you over and gave you a ticket. That's what I'm doing. But see, what most people do, and they're taught to do this, instead of turning the lights all the way up so you can see what you really look like, you're taught to turn them down. And guess what happens when you turn the lights down, friends? All of a sudden, you turn the lights down a little bit, and your hair looks really thick. You turn the lights down a little bit more, and your pores, man, your skin looks absolutely awesome. Your teeth still look a little yellow? Go ahead and turn it down some more so they look bright. I mean, I got the lights turned down so far now. At this point, who wouldn't want me, Tiger, as I'm looking in the mirror? Oh, I look great. You know, I used to call them ugly lights when we'd play the rock and roll clubs across this country. We'd go into these bars and they'd turn the lights down a little bit. At that point, everybody looked good. We called them the ugly lights. America, turn the ugly lights off and turn God's light on. So you can see yourself for who you really are. You say to yourself, Bradley, there's nothing that I can within myself make myself righteous to be accepted by God. No, you're exactly right. And what happens? Here comes Jesus Christ as your mediator to stand in between. He goes to the cross of Calvary and he says, all of your sins that you have now committed against my Father, I'll take them for you. I'll bear your iniquities and I'll redeem you through my own blood back unto the Father. See, we have an advocate. We have an attorney that pulls up and he stands in between us and the judge and he says, listen, I'll take all of the crimes that he has committed upon myself. And the judge looks at us, as long as we are found in Christ, by grace are we saved through faith. And he looks upon us and says, he's your advocate. He's the propitiation of your sins. Folks, I'm going to finish this when I get back to the other side of this. I'm going to release you and show mercy unto you due to the fact that my Son stood on your behalf and took all of the punishments that you deserve unto himself. And I'm going to pour out my grace upon you that you might know who I am through Jesus Christ, the cross. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, we're going to take up Tim from Canada. And I hope he's going to stick to topic here because I don't want to be rude. Hey, Tim, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean. How are you, my friend?
How do you do? Hello?
Okay, there we are. How are you, my friend?
Yeah. I'm on speaker. Is that a problem? Can I put it to a...
I'm catching just bits and pieces, clear? Tim. It's a little bit better. Yep, that's better. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I have a question for you. What makes you think that our Prime Minister is a Muslim?
Well, due to the fact that it's all over the press,
Of course, all
across the press, we're being told that your Prime Minister is a practicing Muslim.
What press are you referring to?
Well, I would say the mainstream media. I mean, we have it on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm talking about truthers. If I'm in error, correct me, Tim.
Okay, well, can I ask you, what is the name of our Prime Minister?
Justin Trudeau?
Trudeau.
Is that right? Or,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm from America. Do forgive me. I'm a little weak on my French there.
Well, you know what? You have a national pulpit.
Yes, I do. International, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Well, obviously. And you have the right to say the freedom of speech. That's, right up there, number one or something, in your Constitution.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, somewhere. Now, that would, yeah,
with
that would be.
The freedom of speech comes responsibility.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at.
Require responsibility.
I'm looking at Justin right now, my friend from Canada, and I see picture after picture after picture after picture after image after image after image of Justin bowing down to the God of Allah. I'm looking at visual images of Justin bowing down to Allah. So can you correct yourself, please? I'm curious to know exactly where you're coming from by trying to deny the facts here.
Are you insane?
I'm looking at pictures of Justin, your prime minister, and I'm just kind of curious. If you're not going to clarify yourself, Tim, I'm going to cut you down.
Well, I know you will, and I know you want to, but would you listen to me for a moment?
Sure.
Do you have a moment?
You're on the radio.
Whatever sources you're getting this stuff from is ridiculous.
Really?
I know that he is not a Muslim. However,
he's
our Minister of Defense is.
Oh, really? Well, then you know what? I'll tell you what. A picture is worth a thousand words, my friends, and that's I can find you a thousand pictures with Justin bowing down to the God of Allah. Hey, friends, I want to do this. Cut him off. He's ridiculous, friends. He's advocating. He's probably a Muslim. And the bottom line here is, friends, go online right now. I'll spell his name for you. This is exactly what I'm talking about, and this is exactly what I'm up against, friends. Justin Trudeau, okay? If I said it wrong, I'm sorry. I'm a little weak on my French. His last name is Trudeau. Justin Trudeau. Go do a search, friends, and do an image search when you pull up his name. Tell me how many pictures you see of the Prime Minister in Canada bowing down to the God of Allah. This is what happens, friends. You can't make this kind of stuff up. He wants you, this person that just called in, wants you to believe that what you see, like I've shared with you a thousand times, does not exist. It's all over the place. You've got to strain, friends, not to see this. Matter of fact, you can close your eyes tightly. You're still going to find that the Prime Minister of Canada is bowing down to the God of Allah. Matter of fact, he's advocating the same laws that Barack Hussein Obama is attempting to advocate in America and implement. So, again, friends, this is how they operate, these people. And I'm glad he called in because, again, friends, I want you to do your due diligence and I want you to understand why I have zero tolerance for stupidity when it comes to people like this. You know, that is just a complete lie. It's just completely untrue. What's his name? He was hoping I didn't tell you his name. He was hoping to catch me into something that, well, Bradley Dean's not giving the facts. No, that's all I'm giving you is facts. And folks, let me say that when I'm talking about the narrative set, I'm talking about truthers that are willing to call these people out for who they are. But when you do a little research on Justin, Trudeau, you don't even have to. You can just look online and you will find out exactly what I'm telling you is spot on. And they want, folks, these people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Or they're guilty of it. One of the two. Oh, you know, the little troll says, you know, I just can't, what you're saying is completely untrue. It's just completely untrue. What is our prime minister? What is he doing? Oh, he's just hanging out at mosques with Muslims because it's just, that's what he does in his pastime. He's got nothing better to do with his time, man. He goes and hangs out with those that want to destroy his country, you know? But to say he's one of them, no, that's just not true at all. Hey, bad company corrupts good principles, friends. And the bottom line is you are who you hang out with. And the fact of the matter is, one more time before I get back to what I was talking about, the fact of the matter is, do an image search on Justin Trudeau, and you tell me who is lying to you, friends. And this is what's so great about contention. They undo themselves at every single step. They don't have the facts on their side. In any sense, hey, folks, there's even videos of Justin, if you'd like to see him, hanging out with the Muslims. He even has Muslim garb on. He's even sitting the way the Muslims sit. He's even in meditation the way that the Muslims meditate. But he's not one of them. No. What would you call that? He looks like a duck. He walks like a duck. He must be a quack, quack. Right? And you can see the quack doesn't fall too far from the quack's tree, does it? Oh, my goodness. Woo! Thank you! Thank you! Yes, all right. I feel a little bit better. I can feel him right off the bat. Come on, bring it on there, brother from another mother, I think. Come on. Folks, do go to... thank you, Tim. I appreciate that very much. Someone's always there to help load things up. But go to showbat.com, awareness in action, Canadian PM. TRUDEAU, prays at mosque with Muslims, gives speech praising Islam. And by the way, friends, this is how we get our message out there. Okay? This guy just stepped in it majorly. Canadian PM, the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, or Doe, prays at mosque with Muslims, gives speech praising Islam. Full video will now be posted on Bradley Dean. As a matter of fact, Tim, if you could repost that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can save people an extra 30 seconds to try to pull it up because it will come up. Trudeau at mosque, the full video again. Thank you for senior editor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown. Appreciate that, my friend. Now, getting back to what we were talking about before, hey, folks, here, let me say this. If you're going to be disingenuous with me, you're going to get what you come for. Because I don't want to deter callers to call in, even if you're going to contend with me. But if you're going to sit there and blatantly say what I'm saying is untrue, you better have the facts on your side. And the problem is you don't have... This is the second bold one in the last 15 years. I got to high-five him for that. But again, he undoes himself. In America, when they do this kind of stuff, this is what you have to do. You have to take it right back to them. I remember when Herb Brooks, when he won the 80s Olympics concerning the Russians, they were the best team in the world. He told his young players that if you want to beat them, you've got to take their game and shove it right back down their throats. Guess who won the 1980 Hockey Olympics? Our boys did because they did. They were relentless. They contended and they won the day because they took their game and they put it right back down their throats. And I'm sick and tired of people like this that want to sit there and smear the lie all the more, only to confuse the people all the more. But I guarantee you he was probably appointed to call in, or he's an advocate, or he himself is guilty as the Prime Minister in Canada is, friends. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, folks, let me go back to this. Did you know that since 1962, when they told your kids that they didn't have a right to know the Ten Commandments or to read them. As a matter of fact, the Supreme Court, through an oligarchy where few rule over many, actually said that they do not have basically the right to study the Ten Commandments, to venerate them, to meditate upon them. And they said that it might actually, you know, hurt them rather than to help them. Did you know that since 1962, and by the way, you've never lost the right, you still have the right to do what you've always done. Okay, but teen pregnancy has gone up in this country from 10 to 14 years old, 500%. See, they fail to teach your kids, thou shalt not fornicate, because fornicators shall not have an inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Or adulterers. Violent crimes since 1962 are up 749% since they blinded the last, what, 5 and 6 generations. They lowered the law, they dimmed the light. No longer they are lawbreakers, but guess what? They are whatever the state now sanctions them to be, or calls them out to be. Divorce has tripled every year since 1962 to 1987. Since 1962, since the Ten Commandments have been removed, STDs are up 1,000%. They're higher in the 7th, 8th, and 9th grades than they are in the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. Of course they are! Because they're actually advocating the crime to bring in more control. I said to you last week, the more immoral people become, the more control government has over their lives. And I'm going to come back to this. Suicide. 5,000 out of every 500,000 kids that take their own lives. need to understand that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I'm going to bring about the resolve. Life is hard. It's uphill. Be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Donation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hey, Rod. How are you, my friend? Calling from Michigan. We got Rod, my friend, calling from Michigan. How are you, my friend?
How are you and the family doing?
We're doing fantabulous. We just got off that East Coast tour, and outside of that, we're staying on our game. How are you?
Well, you wasn't too far from our neck of the woods. Been good to see you. Maybe someday, good Lord willing, we do that, brother. I'll make it quick here, Brad. You're running out of time. Hey, thank you for being a watchman on the wall, number one, as you are. This caller that called in from Canada, this clown that they have for a leader there, as you're right, Brad, this man, if you want to call him that, has let thousands of Muslims in there the minute he got in office. And a righteous man, a man of righteousness, would not allow that. Such as we have in our own government. But thank you for exposing that, Brad. I believe this guy was set up or he's a Muslim himself. So.
That's exactly right. But I told my son, because he came in here, he said, Dad, and I said, honey, these people, they undo themselves. This is what people need to hear. This is what they need to understand. Have your facts, have them in order, and take it to the enemy's land. That's what drives them out, because the problem these people have is, first of all, they don't have God on their side. Secondly, they don't have the law on their side. And thirdly, they don't have anything supporting any of their arguments. They're debased. They have no premise whatsoever. They undo themselves every step of the way if you take it to them. And I appreciate your phone call, Rod, very much.
Yeah. God bless you, brother. All right. See you, Brad.
Thank you, sir. Yes. Folks, I was talking about right before the break You know what? Here, I just need to do this because I know people are going to be flying over there right now concerning this peace with their prime minister. He is twin sisters with Barack Hussein Obama, I'm sure. Yes, and I meant to say twin sisters. But I just posted this, and I'm going to post this as well. I'm not getting a response from Tim right now, but I'm asking him to repost that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, which he probably already did. I'm going over there right now because I want you again to see what these people need to hide, what they mean to hide, friends. They don't want you to have the facts. Everything they do is a lie. By the way, Allah says it's okay for you to lie, friends. What a God. What a God created in your own image, which is going to bring you directly to hell. A God that doesn't exist. That was a Showbot article. Did you have one in particular you were thinking of? Tim, if you can get that posted on Sons of Liberty Media somehow, I know that we're going to have a lot of people driving over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If we can do that, that would be fantastic. I'm speaking to Tim live on radio. We're going back and forth right now because it's important for me to get that out there to you. I'm going to go over to, if you'd like to, just to get that to you right now. Again, exposing these clowns for who they are. Going over to Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook. It's double E. It's a picture of me. It says the Sons of Liberty, 1 John 3:18. You can see the Constitution in the left window, and then it says Dash Bradley Dean on Facebook. I just posted it. I just posted it for you right now. It's the very top article, Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And Tim said that he was going to post it at 5 p.m. So you Saturday and Sunday listeners tonight and tomorrow morning, it will be posted. Tim just told me he's going to post it up after 5 o'clock on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We were just talking about suicide, and every 5,000 out of 500,000 young people will take their own lives because they don't understand that life is uphill. It's not a, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, give me something for free. It's not an entitlement lifestyle, friends. Nobody's going to give you anything. I continuously tell my kids that if you want anything out of life, you're going to fight for it every step of the way. And that's the true blessed state of a man of God, by the way. It's not just freely given. You know, and there's so many different ways I can take that. I remember when I was a young kid, I was the welfare kid. I was the one that had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and do a paper route and save all my money. My best friend, he just happened to be a welfare kid that turned into a millionaire's kid overnight because his mom married an owner of a company out of Minnesota who happened to be a millionaire. Very successful man. Very cool man. Nothing wrong with that, right? Love capitalism. But interestingly enough, everything I would get, I would have to work for it. He didn't have to work for anything. And I remember on his birthday, it was 18th birthday, it was his graduation present as well, he got a brand new Toyota Celica for his graduation. Friends, I had like a piece of rusty white junk. It was a, I can see it. It was a Pontiac, I remember that. It was a Firebird, that's what it was. And it was rusty. And folks, I took better care of that rusty white bucket. Of most people look at it and say, what a piece of garbage. I treated that car and took care of that car better than he took care of his brand new Toyota Celica. I was the one that was blessed. And that's been the story that the lesson that the Lord has taught me since day one. So for those that would contemplate suicide, as a matter of fact, we've been to several schools where kids the week before or just prior to us getting to those particular schools, they would end up committing suicide. Hey, listen, thou shalt not kill applies to all. I don't have a right to kill you, and I don't have a right to kill myself. And the Bible says that we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and anybody that destroys that, God will destroy. So we don't have a right to take our lives, and nor do I want you to take your life. Life is uphill. It's hard. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Matthew 7, but the paydays are awesome. And it's not something that you have in your hand. Thank you, Tim. Getting some more stuff being posted for you right now, friends. New Prime Minister of Canada bringing new Prime Minister. Folks, it's being posted right now. Again, thank you, Tim. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com going to be posted after 5 o'clock. Again, if you'd like to go over to Facebook, please do. Let me give you this analogy, and I'm going to have to close things up for the show. Houdini was the greatest escape artist in history. You all know who Houdini was, right back in the 30s. He was the greatest escape artist in history. And several times he would allow himself to be bound in chains and cast into the sea, and instead of drowning, he would shed his chains and escape. However, one time Houdini almost didn't make it. The incident took place in a small English town where Houdini had boasted that he could escape from any jail cell as long as he was allowed to wear his street clothes and to work in complete privacy. The people of this small English town were proud of their specially constructed jail cell so that they invited the famous Houdini to go ahead and give it a try. Prove it, Houdini. Houdini arrived in much publicity and fanfare. That means a lot of people showed up, friends. The officials then led Houdini into the jail cell. They shut the door behind themselves and left the building. Immediately, the master went to work. He first extracted a long, tough steel shaft that he would use to unlock most doors. But for some reason or other, this one didn't work. Why wouldn't this jail door open? After about 2 hours, the greatest escape artist in history, Houdini, became so exasperated and began to sweat really hard that his confidence began to waver. After 3 hours, the master became so physically exhausted that he collapsed and he fell up against the door. He collapsed and fell up against the door. Friends, the door swung wide open. The officials had tricked Houdini into thinking that the door was locked when in truth it was not locked. America, the doors aren't locked. When you have the mind of Christ, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. The doors are not locked. He's a liberator from sin, Matthew 1:21. He comes into the world to save his people from their sin, to walk in true freedom and holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth, which are the very fruits of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5. Hey, folks, the door swung wide open. Let me stay here for a moment. Father God, I just thank you in Jesus' name for everybody listening to me right now that might have a block, that might have sins that clogs the way, Father God, between you and them. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ upon those that are listening to me even now, that you would give them eyes to see and ears to hear, that you would open their eyes and turn them from Satan to the power of God. From the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance and sanctification and faith in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21. And I thank you for your anointing, Holy Ghost, in double portion, that you break the yoke of bondage over those that we go to. I thank you for the salvation of souls. I thank you for the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. But that with that law, Holy Spirit, which is spiritual, and we're carnal souled under sin, that you drive them to the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ, where it can do no more. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, they're born again, John 3. By the washing of the Word, and by the power of the Holy Ghost. And they put their faith in you, Jesus Christ, and serve you all the days of their life from this point henceforth in Jesus' name. Hey, folks, the door swung wide open. It was the officials who had tricked Houdini into thinking that the door was locked when in truth it was not. The only place that that prison door was locked was in Houdini's mind. He couldn't open up that prison door because of his locked-in mentality. Read Isaiah 61 as well as Luke 4, friends. Matter of fact, in San Francisco in 1992, they took 28 of the worst teachers that they had concerning their SAT scores. I'm sorry, students. The worst 28 students that had the SAT test scores, and they took the three worst teachers that they had in the city. They lied to them and told them that they had the best scores. They did a follow-up 1 year later. Did you know what they found out, friends? They found out that the worst test scores and the worst three teachers were now the best test scores and the best three teachers that they had. Why? Because they were told that they were the best. And you are in Jesus Christ, who comes to liberate men from their sin, to walk in holiness.
Well, we are here contending for the faith. We are definitely faith contenders. We here at the Sons of Liberty speak the truth. And if you want to be a part of speaking the truth, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and join today as we spread the word throughout America.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-0000.